Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm feeling good about where we are. I really am. You know, the folks are starting to focus in. And the guy we're running against, he's not for anything. He's against everything.
President Joe Biden took 19 of every 20 votes in the South Carolina primary, with his closest opponents only getting about 2%. But a low turnout primary in a red state implies little about the general election. A new NBC poll puts Biden behind former President Donald Trump by 5 points nationally, although Biden has also led in other recent surveys. Most independent observers still expect a close race. The senators negotiating a bipartisan migration/foreign aid package are releasing details. The $120 billion deal would make asylum harder to get, automatically shut down the border if crossings hit a certain level, and increase border funding, along with including aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Even if it can get out of the Senate, opposition from Trump and the hard right in the House make passage highly unlikely. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is again pushing to censure Minnesota progressive Ilhan Omar, but this time for remarks the Democrat didn't make. A 10-day-old viral clip mistranslates remarks Omar made at a Minneapolis rally, quoting her as saying she works for the interests of Somalia, where she was born. Despite an independent translation showing Omar just saying she wants to help Somali Americans, Greene is still accusing Omar of treason.
And whereas by openly admitting her efforts to advance Somalia's interest, using her position as a United States representative, Representative Omar has revealed herself to be a foreign agent acting on behalf of a foreign government.
Omar told reporters, quote, "I truly do not care what that insane woman does," unquote. In her brief time in Congress, Greene has sponsored or co-sponsored at least 27 attempts to impeach, censure, remove, or expel Democrats, moves that are generally very rare. 1 month from today will be Minnesota's primary. Blue Earth County Elections Director Mike Stahlberger says the state's making several changes to ease the process, including expanding the voting window to make it easier for working folks to vote without getting in the way of their jobs.
Election day is no longer just one day in Minnesota. It's actually the 46 days that lead up to the election and election day. And so they've expanded that right to be able to vote during that 46-day period and be away from work for a reasonable amount of time.
New Hampshire lawmakers are advancing a bathroom bill that critics feel allows for anti-LGBTQ discrimination. While House Bill 396 doesn't ban transgender people from using a multi-person bathroom or joining a sports team aligned with their gender, it does allow public and private institutions to create restrictions. Lynn Jacow is with 603 Equality.
Our opponents and unfounded fears saying the sky is going to fall, there's going to be all of these safety and privacy violations. None of those have come true.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...